And a happiest of Monday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I'll find him.
I love it.
Found him.
You okay there, brother man?
It's going to be all right. He's still tryptophaning a little bit. But aren't we all?
Yeah. Amen.
Welcome, new month, final month of the year, the first day of the last month of 2025. 3:35 in, 30 days until the ball drops, and 2026, the future begins.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the wedding when you mentioned the ball dropping.
No, that happens during the marriage. Trust me.
Okay.
Insert your own joke there, kids. There's a lot of punchlines that you're probably saying right now to your listening device.
Oversharing.
And how many?
24 more shopping days till Christmas.
Oh.
There you go.
Get ready. Sound very perky. From mommy getting broke.
That's right. Mm. Today is, and we'll talk maybe about this in a little bit, Cyber Monday. They're still hanging on to that. Even though already did that. It is World AIDS Day. It is National Grinch Day. Saw a lot of Grinches last night in the Parade of Lights.
A Grinch.
They all, though, seem to be up to good. So maybe we're doing okay.
Well, and I hate to brag, but in my house, every day is Grinch Day because Baby Bo is all about the Grinch.
There you go.
365 days a year.
Grew three times that day.
Mm.
It is National Pie Day. But then again, haven't we already done that?
I think that was on March 14th, like the 3.14 thing. It gets two?
It is Eat a Red Apple Day. Not any others. I'm not getting into that fray. I don't want to be canceled. You have to blame JB for that.
Hi, JB.
Stop it.
How are you, JB?
Leave me alone.
I don't know. Who are you?
It's National Christmas Lights Day.
Aww.
So if you are those that leave them up all year long, finally, Fashionable again.
Look at you, Gretchen Wilson.
Although now the thing is to kind of, they're like in the eaves. And
yeah.
Now they can turn different colors for different things throughout the year.
The bougie light people.
Live next to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. It is National Peppermint Bark Day.
Wow. I mean, does that go with red apples? I don't know.
And only in New Jersey, evidently, but worth noting, it is James Gandolfini Day.
Morning.
Yeah. And, of course, a friendly reminder that if you haven't yet, make it so, RSVP on 921HankFM.com. It is now this month. We are 26 days away.
Everyone's invited.
Mm-hmm.
To the wedding at River Ranch Stockyards. Seriously.
3.5 weeks.
Be there. Stop it. On this date in history, things happened. It was 1885. Dr. Pepper was first served in Waco, Texas.
Wow.
Happy birthday, doctor.
It's right behind those silos.
And they still refuse to release the recipe.
Ooh.
On this date in 1891, James Naismith nailed two peach baskets opposite ends of a college gym in Massachusetts and said, you know what, guys? The soccer ball thing, stupid. Pick it up. Throw it in there. Basketball was born.
It's no pickleball.
And now you know the rest of the story.
What would Cousin Cindy say?
The very first cereal ever, 1897, Grape Nuts, went on sale for the first time. Post stole it from his bro. 1913, the first drive-in automobile service station opened up at Pittsburgh.
Fill her up.
You stopping here? On this date in 1929, bingo was invented.
Wow.
Hey.
I-52.
What's up, Cleburne? On this date in 1953, we're big in the bingo halls down there. Everywhere else, it's Farms, Cleburne, we own the bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Betcha. 1953, Hugh Hefner launches a magazine. On this date in 1955,
Whoa.
Rosa Parks refuses to give up her seat there in Montgomery, Alabama.
Said, I'm tired. No
on
way.
On this date in 1981, the AIDS virus was officially recognized. 1989 Christmas Vacation released in theaters.
We watched that at the house over the weekend.
It is required viewing. 1994, I don't know if this exists anymore. I hope it does. The Game Show Network made its debut. 1997, it was a game. Kenny G sets the Guinness World Record for the longest note held on a wind instrument. 45 minutes and 47 seconds.
My
that
word.
Guy from Guinness never recovered. It's birthday time. Oh, also on this date, Tom Brokaw airs the NBC Nightly News for the very last time. As rise out of the freezing of America. We got birthdays, and they're limited. Steve Irwin's son, Robert Irwin, otherwise known as your champion of this season of Dancing with the Stars, he's 22 today.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
They asked him, so now that you've won Dancing with the Stars, what are your plans? Mm-hmm. And he said pretty much kind of what I was doing, because this doesn't affect anything.
Yeah, he's running
it's the real country flashback.
There it is. We just recapped the whole Dancing with the Stars season. Zoe Kravitz, 37. Sarah Silverman, 55. Bette Midler is 80 today.
Oh.
Dare we do some Gary Morris in the flashback? I don't know. December's a tough month. And elsewhere, a happy birthday to Melanie Edmondson and Hank fan Michael Bauschier. He has a lot of car shows that he blares Hank at. At his lows right there, so we appreciate that. Happy birthdays right there. All right. Today's a big day to do what?
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.